Good day, this is John David Miller. Welcome to Holistic Reality Radio Blog, presented by ReallyWell.com and SurviveTheChanges.com. It is wise to be healthy and prepared. We cover the topics of holistic natural health and reality analysis. Today we're talking about eating for survival. Conventional thinking focuses on the balanced diet food groups of proteins, which include meat, poultry, fish, eggs, nuts, seeds, beans, and peas, and dairy, which is sort of part of the protein family, but it also is kind of in the food group, has its own food group of the dairy products. That's milk and cheese and cream and cottage cheese and all those, yogurt, all the dairy-related items. Then there are the grains, the fruits, and the vegetables. Well, few people have, and actually, fruits and vegetables, they lump together as one category, I should point out. Four food groups, I guess. They used to have four, maybe they have five now, I'm not sure. But few people have been well taught, though, in their bringing up about even this degree of consideration about what to eat. In the conventional thinking, vitamins, minerals, enzymes, pigments, phytonutrients, and antioxidants are given minimal attention. It is assumed that all these will be present in commercial food products at the supermarket or produce grown on chemically treated farms. I mean, not likely. Even the fruits and vegetables in stores rarely contain adequate quantities of these needed nutrients. Chemical crops, genetically modified organisms, and that would include especially almost all corn, almost all soybeans, and now wheat, alfalfa, some zucchini and summer squash, I believe some papayas, more and more potatoes or tomatoes. There's more and more crops that are being brought into the genetically modified spectrum. But when you alter the genetic structure of these things, it changes other things that make them not as compatible with the body, particularly harmful to the digestive system. Many of these things are very difficult on the digestive system, opening up holes there and causing all kinds of problems. So they're poisons, basically. All these chemical-treated crops, especially with the glyphosate, the weed killer they tend to use with genetically modified, but also other crops, and the highly way of processing, the food products make them deficient in minerals and contain toxins. So these foods harm health and engender disease. Minerals, the building blocks of almost everything essential to the health of living organisms, are normally restored to soil with organic farming well done. That is where they restore organic matter, composted matter to the soil that restores the humus, the rich top layers of decomposing soil materials that are full of enzymes and proteins and living organisms that help the plants gather up these nutrients and utilize them and then deliver them to us in the foods. So we want to have organically grown foods as much as possible, whole natural foods, and superfoods. These are essential selections for eating wisely and building good natural health. By superfoods, we're talking about especially concentrated foods that have an extra amount of nutrients in them, things like flaxseed and barley grass and wheat grass and spirulina and goji and acai and mangosteen fruits and various herbs, turmeric. These are all especially valuable choices, but also seeds, sprouts, and a combination of fresh produce items, ideally from one's own garden. These are especially the valuable foods you want to eat. If you have the opportunity, growing your own food for your own household is wise. Building rich, healthy soil and good watering practices are the keys to great success and benefits in growing healthy, organically grown plants for from non-GMO heirloom seeds. By heirloom, we mean seeds that go back a number of generations and are effective at growing new crops from the seeds you gather from the previous crops. Genetically modified have probably been tinkered with to keep them from, and of course hybrids, from growing new crops. So you have to go buy new seeds from the seed companies that have developed these. So your old farming methods of saving the seeds and planting the next year's crops aren't going to work with the high-tech modern genetically altered seeds or hybrids. So organically grown seeds such as amaranth, buckwheat, quinoa, these are especially useful for their better protein and not having the gluten and other, not as many of the lectins and other irritant compounds that are in wheat and barley and the grain family, the glutinous grains. Rice. So amaranth, buckwheat, and quinoa, and then also foods like beans, sunflower seeds, sesame seeds, alfalfa seeds, and milled flax seed. These are all seeds that are extra nourishing in their food content and very valuable. I call them embryonic foods. Eggs are in this category as well. I do not eat meat personally, but I do eat eggs for their protein and other good nutrients. So I even advocate that you might want to consider setting up a chicken coop. Many cities will allow the keeping of a few hens. They don't want the roosters because they're noisy, but hens don't make very much noise and are easy to keep in a relatively smaller space. You need just a little bit of yard that they can walk around in and a coop for them to stay in. And, you know, fencing around the pen, both not so much to hold in the chickens as to keep out the varmints, you know, that might try to attack them, like raccoons and so on. But each of us needs to learn as much as we can about self-health care and how to provide our own food. It's important to work with friends and relatives to prepare for the crisis in food availability that is currently developing. If you're not aware of it, there are gigantic, astounding global crop losses this year. We've had significant solar changes going on and serious weather manipulation for many years, and now they're getting real targeted with that weather manipulation. And through these solar changes and weather modification programs, various storms and devastation on the planet are occurring. We have both bad tornadoes and superstorms and hurricanes and hailstorms and flooding and but also earthquakes and volcanic activity and booms and many strange things going on. So we're in a period of significant earth changes. They are downplaying that in the media. They're not giving you the full story because they don't want people to panic, but it is very important that you be aware of it, and it's critical to have food on hand to last at least 6 months, and then it is urgent to take action and prepare your plans and resources to be healthy and survive in these challenging times. I suggest that you plant a garden now, and obtain your heirloom seeds and the soil building materials, you know, things like kelp and composted manure or horse manure, peat moss, variety of soil building nutrients, minerals. You can take advantage of, there's mixes that include a mineral-rich supply and that help alkalize if you need to. But learn as much as you can about building soil, about growing food, and get ready to do it in whatever space you can. Meanwhile, you can also grow sprouts, lettuce, and other crops indoors. You can grow the little cherry tomatoes. You can grow many fruits and other things inside if you have good lighting. Or in a cold frame, you can build as an add-on to your house or a small greenhouse. And then you can grow food indoors until the outdoor temperature is suitable, depending on where you live and growing conditions, but make plans for whatever the next growing cycle is, or indoor growing until then, and having a good supply of food on hand to get you through to that growing season and enough into it that you're harvesting food. I grow a garden on a table where I'm living because I need to move it partway through the season to get better sun, because we have a limited sun, and it changes as the summer goes on. But I have it on the table, which also raises it up so the varmints, like rabbits, can't chew it off. And then I harvest, like my lettuce and so forth, leaf by leaf. I have a little collection of various types of lettuce, and I pull a couple leaves off of each plant, and they continue to grow, and I keep topping them off if they try to go to seed. And you can keep the lettuce plants going for a couple months that way, and get some good salad makings right out of a small space around your house. So these are the kind of things that everybody ought to be learning, practicing, and keep expanding it to more and bigger and better. But superfoods like Northern Edge Organic Milled Flaxseed, delicious greens with 8,000 ORAC units of antioxidants per serving, the flower pollen extract that we have, organic spirulina, organic turmeric, herbs, pure water. These are all very important to be added to the diet to strengthen and maintain health. So please visit reallywell.com and our related websites for outstanding superfoods and other natural health products and information. At the end of 1978, over 40 years ago, I completed and published the book Nutrition, Health, and Harmony, a Handbook of Natural Health, which was among the popular books of the expanding natural health movement of the 70s. The information was new to most people then, and those of us into natural living, recycling, organic foods, and gardening were considered eccentric by others. However, we were exhibiting a growing wisdom that continued in other modalities of holistic healing, still expanding today. Nutrition, Health, and Harmony explains the principles of natural health and suggests good nutritional and health practices. It also exposes many denatured foods and public poisons. So including a free copy of this classic book with any order of superfoods that we send out from our office, over $25 in value, while supplies last. So go to flaxfood.com or reallywell.com to learn more about the superfoods that we have available, and take advantage of that, and you can read some more important, valuable information for how to be healthy. Well, I want to thank you for listening. It is now time to move with purpose, time to understand. Have a great day.
It's not too late for getting started, and never too soon to show the world the dream's alive. It's never parted. The time has come that it's unfurled. Now's the time to move with purpose, and now's the time to seek and find. It's not too late to make a difference. It's never too soon to raise your mind.
We've been waiting for this fog to pass away. We've been waiting for the darkness to subside. We are building the road of a new day, but don't seem to know whether to go or whether to hide.
Are we too busy? Are we too stressed? Or don't we know what to do, who to be, or where to go? It's time to understand, find out who I am. It's time to understand.